We're well into the new year, so what's hot in the food world in 2017? Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been checking out the scene at a couple of California food shows this week. She joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Kathy, I picture you, you know, with sunglasses and a wig, sneaking
through. Mini skirt and spike heels. You got it.
Tell us about the shows.
Well, first I went to a small show at Fort Mason called the Good Food Show, and this is a really small, curated show of 142 thoughtful, responsible crafters. And the minute I got there, I met Eric Sorkin from Run Amok Maple Syrup. They age them in different types of wood. They age them in rye barrels, aged bourbon barrel aged, rum barrel aged. So you have in front of you the bourbon barrel aged. Okay. So why don't you just take the top off and first smell it, because immediately you will know this is not normal maple syrup.
No.
Give a little taste.
Right, hold on,
it's got the sweet, smooth, silky, buttery flavor.
Oh, that is not my cousin Peggy's maple syrup.
Exactly.
But it is so good.
To me, it's like grown-up maple syrup, like maple syrup aged in this wood, and it almost tastes like there's booze in there, but there's not.
Yeah, we'll have all of these things, all of these items, by the way, so you can see them at herenow.org. You also have a ginger-flavored hot sauce from the company Omnivore.
Omnivore makes fabulous seasoned salt, but this is their brand new product. It's called Volcano Ginger, and it is a hot sauce, not that spicy at all, filled with fresh ginger, and pairs really well with oysters or crab or rice dishes, steamed vegetables. I really like this, and Omnivore makes wonderful products that you can use in all kinds of creative ways. So that was a really fun thing.
I just took a pinky taste. It's really good, and the ginger comes through.
And it's not killer spicy. So then I went to the Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco to the Winter Fancy Food Show, which is a truly gigantic show with 1,600 exhibitors from around the world and over 80,000 products. I noticed all kinds of familiar foods infused with new, not-so-familiar flavors, kind of flavors that are most often found in other cultures. So think of maybe sriracha potato chips or turmeric soda, or Thai basil vinegar.
And you've sent us a bottle of Thai basil full-strength drinking vinegar. It says dilute one part with four parts water. So tell us more as I mix it with some seltzer.
Yeah, these are really interesting. There's a restaurant in Portland, Oregon, and also in Brooklyn called Pak Pak, wonderful Thai food. And they make these drinking vinegars, is what they call it. And they're called Som, S-O-M. And there's all kinds of flavors, pomegranate, ginger. But the Thai basil, I thought, was so interesting. And if you add a little bit of that to seltzer, it's the best way to taste it. Of course, you could also add it to rum or tequila. It's savory and herby and subtle, and I find it so interesting. And you can also cook with these vinegars to glaze a chicken. Just wonderful, interesting flavors and very healthy for you.
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that refreshing?
I mean, you taste the basil, and then later comes the vinegar, but it's not too strong at all. It's
exactly.
That's great.
There's also another tasting vinegar. This was a big trend at these shows, called Fire Cider, which is a flavored apple cider vinegar, and we'll have more about it on the website. Another very interesting drinking vinegar.
Okay. There is something here I have to mention, because as soon as Emiko opened the cap, it is an unbelievably powerful smell. It is the rampkraut.
I knew you were going to bring that up. Yes, it is a stinker. You know, we've talked about this every spring. Ramps are wild leeks. This is like a kraut, as in sauerkraut, made with wild ramps and salt, and it's fermented. This is from Blackberry Farm in Wayland, Tennessee. They make all kinds of charcuterie and cheeses, and give it out a taste. It is strong and interesting and powerful. And if you love ramps, if you love onions, if you love leeks, you're going to love this.
Wow. I do love it. What power.
Right?
Yeah. It's kind of seaweed.
It's not subtle.
Mm-mm. Boy, and just think, I just knocked back Thai basil, drinking vinegar, Omnivore ginger twist, hot sauce, and maple syrup that was treated like bourbon. Just in a few minutes' time. But it wakes you up.
It certainly does. And believe it or not, everything that you've tasted is really good for you. These drinking vinegars are great for your digestive system. The ramps are just a great naturally fermented product. And maple syrup comes from a tree. And how interesting that they throw it into a barrel.
Okay, there's so much more. We'll have it on our website. You found black sesame brittle, flavored pumpkin seeds. Just quick, though, Humister?
Humister, this is a brand new company. It is a make-your-own hummus kit. Everything's in this little jar, and their philosophy is no preservatives, super fresh, part of this whole DIY trend, and also just fits into that whole popularity of the meal kits. They send you the ingredients, and you put it together. So if you love hummus, check it out.
We're talking unexpected flavors and familiar foods. I am loving this Thai basil drinking vinegar in seltzer. Who knew? With Kathy Gunst. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.